Welcome to Redeemed Life. I am your host, Pastor Chris Dwelly. Welcome to our first podcast. So let's get right to it. I want to ask you guys a question. How is your fruit? Huh? What? You want to know how my what is? That's right. I said it. How's your fruit? The Bible says in Luke chapter 6 that a tree is known by its fruit. The fruit of living for Jesus is pretty obvious, right? So is the fruit of living for Satan. Amen? I'll take your amen. Thank you very much. So let me tell you guys a quick story. A few months ago, we were having a Bible study in our home, and the topic of the day was living the Christian lifestyle. So I asked our small group to look around their church family and describe some of the characteristics of the group that they go to church with. Well, things like loving and caring and generous and willing to do anything for anyone, those all came to the front of their minds. And that's a pretty good list, wouldn't you agree? Then I asked them to look at how the outside world, or the lost and the broken, views us as Christians. And that list was pretty scary. Yeah, things like narrow-minded, gossipers, judgmental, and closed off topped the list. So why do you think the public perception of church, of Christianity, and of Christians in general is so blatantly different than the perception of the people that are in it? It's all in the fruit. See, living a godly lifestyle is kind of like living in a fishbowl. We get judged by the outside world for the things that we do, because the unsaved and the broken, that they hold us to a biblical standard. Well, don't you think that we as Christians should hold ourselves to a biblical standard? Don't you think that maybe we should hold each other to a biblical standard? Well, the majority of the time, we as Christians and we as the leaders of our church community do not hold ourselves to a biblical standard. We hold ourselves to this ideal that we know what we're doing is good. But the outside world, the world of the unbeliever and the world of the lost and the broken, they hold us to a biblical standard. And when we don't live up to that biblical standard, because believe me, people, they know what it is. They know what it is. Because they've been taught, they've been hurt, and they've been in church before, and they've run away from it because they've seen the hypocrite. That's right, there's hypocrites in every church. And you know, I like to kind of call those people the plastic Christians, and the reason I call them the plastic Christians is because on the they're molded and they're shaped into this perfect molded Christian of what the ideal is supposed to look like. They have the right hair and the right dress, but on the inside they're hollow, and on the inside there's no God in there. They're plastic. They're fake. And we need to know how to be able to weed out that fake. But we can only know the fake by knowing the genuine. Would you agree? Give me an amen. Thank you very much. How do we know the genuine Christians from the plastic ones? Well, that's pretty simple. It all comes back to the fruit. The fruit of their walk with God, the fruit of their labor. Now, let's take a look. I want to take a look at two totally different types of people. The first type of person is the old-time Christian. It's the man or the woman that sits in church, and they've been there for a good long time. They've been there for 15, 20 years, and they sit on that pew that they sit on every single service, and they sit with their arms folded and a scowl on their face, and they clap their hands, and they barely raise their hands, and they barely worship God. And they're usually the ones that are very quick to judge people and very quick to throw other people under the bus and not really the ones that want to help anybody. Where do you think that they would get classified? Would you say that those are the real Christians, or would you say that they were plastic? I say they're plastic and they're hollow.
And the reason I say that is because if you look at all of the work that Jesus Christ did, not once was there anything that had to do with, well, what's in it for me? There was not once where it was to glorify himself. It was all about glorifying the Father and the kingdom of God. So the fruit of the plastic Christian, of the people that are bitter and backbiting and talking, and we all know them because we all have them in our churches, the fruit of these people is rotten fruit. Now, on the flip side, let's take a look at another type of person in our church, which is there's always that sweet lady or the man that's willing to help no matter what. And he's always they've always got a smile on their face. They've got their hand out in friendship. They're the first ones that are willing to volunteer for anything that's going on at the church. And what would you say that they are genuine? Would you say that they are plastic? I'm going to say that they're pretty genuine. Now, the reason I'm bringing all this up is because you can look at the two of these people, both profess to be saved and living for God. But one's fruit, one's actions are showing the love of Christ. So when somebody needs a financial blessing or somebody needs help mowing their lawn, or, you know, somebody's deck falls down and somebody notices that and they need help, and they're willing to help with in a selfless act, compared to the person who is not willing to help because it has nothing in it for them. My point is this, people. We're not in this for ourselves. We're in this to help other people. We're in this to spread God's love. We're in this to spread the love of Jesus Christ. And if that's not your motive, you better check yourself. And you better get to an altar of repentance and maybe get yourself right. So I highly recommend that you guys check your fruit. Check it often. And look at the biblical standards that are out there for the way that God wants us to live. Live a righteous lifestyle. Live a righteous lifestyle, people.